quite a good look at me. I'm one that has spoken to a king, I am. Mayhap you'll never see another. And to show you I'm not proud, you may shake hands.
How do you do, Mr. Humpty?
How do you do, Miss Sally? Yes, all the king's horses and all his men, they pick me up again in a minute, they would. I say, here's a question for you. How old did you say you were?
17.
You never said a word like me.
Now, that's on Errol Records, which is from Portishead in Bristol, and it's by Tracer AMC. And I think they come from Bangor, County Down. That's the impression I get from studying the sleeve of the record, anyway. And that's called Sirius, as in the brightest star in the firmament, rather than, you know, Sirius as opposed to whatever the opposite of Sirius is, I don't know. This is Nebula. An email from Daniel. He says, about 14 years ago when I was a small kid, I listened to your late show religiously. And then he goes, well, why have you stopped, Daniel? You know, because, I mean, there's still a lot going on. And I think you should get back and start listening to it religiously again. This is Nebula in session. And you see the link there? You see there is the kind of star thing, Sirius and Nebula? There is a kind of link. Nebula and Sonic Titan. We'll be right back. That's Nebula. They're in session for the first time on the programme, and that's the second tune from them, which is called Sonic Titan. Time now for an exciting competition. Actually, a rather stupid competition, to be perfectly honest with you, but it'll enable 40 people to come and see... who's we're going to go and see?
Lab 4.
Lab 4, of course it is. I forgot completely. Lab 4 playing in our Maid of Vale studio. Not tomorrow, because that's Mel Bernard, but the Wednesday after that. And we've got a scientific question. Obviously, Lab 4, we felt a scientific question would be appropriate. It's a multiple choice question. If you think you know the answer, 08700 100 100, there'll be 10 winners there. Or john.peel@bbc.co.uk, another 10 winners there. Plus one, though, so 20 in total. And the question is this. In the late... because this has come up in the programme before, actually, for reasons which I've long since forgotten. But in the late 17th century, there was a body of scientific opinion that held that all flammable materials contained a substance that was odourless, colourless, tasteless and weightless. And that when the flammable material was reduced to ashes, it was the ashes that were, in essence, this substance. And so it's one of these. And you have to phone either 08700 100 100 or email john.peel@bbc.co.uk. And which of these was it? String, feathers or phlogiston, as soon as you like, and you could get a chance to see Lab 4 tomorrow week. Right, where are we now? This is Lally Poona. You know, that's really irritating, because there was supposed to be a great segue there, and the other machine didn't start. Anyway, that's Lalipuna, one of the best tracks on a wonderful LP from Moore Music. That's MOR Music from Berlin. The LP's called Scary World Theory, and that was Come On Home. Let's have another go at starting this one, see what happens. Well, what a great track that is, but there's an even better one by the same man on the same LP, which I'll play you sometime. Jimmy Braswell and Your Love Is Out of Reach. The LP's on Kent Records, and it's called King's Serious Soul, Too Much Pain. Here's something in marked contrast, I think it's fair to say. We'll be right back. That's called Hand Abortion. I don't want to think about that, not even for a second. It's by Rabies Cast on Earache Records, and it's from the LP Let the Soul Out and Cut the Vein. And have we got? We haven't got all of our winners yet to see Lab 4 play in our Maidenvale studio on Wednesday, tomorrow week, but we should have after this next record from Plaid. That's Plaid on Warp Records, and Squance is the title of it. Actually, we haven't got all the names of the winners yet, have we? But
nearly.
Okay, very good. Time now for the Pig's Big 78. The Pig not been terrifically well lately, chest infection of some sort, and not terrifically pleased with me at the moment for some reason which I'm not quite certain about. But well enough anyway to do some Pig's Big 78s, and here's tonight's.
Meet Dr. Fu by Coleman Hawkins and his orchestra.
That's, Pig's Big 78. Meet Dr. Fu, Coleman Hawkins and his orchestra from 1943. And we've got the names of the winners now to our competition, which was incredibly silly. So silly, really, that most people didn't seem to understand the question or wonder what it was all about. And the options that I gave you were something like string, feathers and phlogiston, and the answer was obviously phlogiston. How could it possibly have been anything else? Oh, Miles Smith is Canadian, lives in Belgium. How's he going to get over to see Lab 4? He's one of the winners. Is he coming over from Belgium?
Must want to.
Okay, all right. Mick Ashman, again, it's the same people, isn't it? Week in, week out. David Bell, Lynn and Alan Kennedy, John Terry, Ian Minchell, I think it is, Catherine Willis, Mick Garrett, or Nick Garrett possibly, Matthew J. Thompson, and he told us that his cat had given him the answer, so the cat can come, but you can't, Matthew. No, of course you can come. Ian Bell, don't bring the cat, though, because I don't think we're allowed to have animals in the Maid of Vale studios. So I could make some terrible joke there, but I don't think I'll bother. Brendan O'Neill, Dave Lovering, Matt Bate, Rob Crompton, and Angus Laidler. Actually, that isn't really quite enough, is it? That's only 30 people, but
that's enough.
That's enough, is it? Okay, fair
they're
enough.
Loads.
What?
They're bringing loads of their mates.
They're bringing loads of their. They're only supposed to bring one person each, though.
No, the band are bringing loads of their mates.
Oh, right, okay. Lab 4, Wednesday week, tomorrow week. Tomorrow, Melt Banana, of course. Right, where are we now? Completely lost the whole thread of everything. It's Nebula in session tonight. This one. We'll be right back. There you go, that's Nebula in session, her third tune from them, which is called This One. And here's an email on the subject from Rotterdam, from Thomas Brewer. And I guess I've probably mispronounced that, Thomas, and if I have, then I certainly apologise. He says, it's great that you're finally broadcasting the Nebula session. I went to see them when they visited the Netherlands on last year's tour, but due to an uncooperative train schedule, I had to leave after just two songs. They were good songs, though. Anyway, Nebula is reputed to be phenomenal live, and I hope the session captures some of that. Well, I think it's been very good so far, and there's still two more to come, and I hope you enjoy them, Thomas, and can stay with us. And talking about mispronunciations, Piers Taylor emails to say, the reason I'm writing is to let you know that the way to say Portishead is like this, Portishead, not like this, Portishead. I think I did say Portishead, actually, although I knew better, to be honest. But it's just one of those kind of little things that you occasionally get wrong. And Dorian Wood says, thanks for the upcoming privilege of seeing Mel Bernard in the flesh. I'm tempted to say that I'm literally beside myself with excitement. I'd like to see that done, I must admit. But I look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Dorian. And, of course, many millions of people throughout the world will be listening to Mel Banana live on this programme. This is Luciano. They say half the stories never been told. So they say, oh, we got a story. Oh, what a long story. Scattered us here in Babylon. 400 years or more, we've worked so hard for sure, and still they have our children living insecure. Can't take the pain of Babylon no more. And time is right for us to settle this score. Whoa, it's a long story.
by the hands of the enemy, and still generations are living in jeopardy. Society pays no regard for the hard-working class. If it wasn't for the grace of God, the old nation would be lost.
Scorpio, that's an excellent record from Luciano. It's called A Long Story. And an email from David Bell in Paisley says, sorry to read about your diabetes. I didn't want to go on about this, but I mentioned it in the Radio Times, and it's obviously somebody has circulated it to the national papers. And our phone today at home, it's just been quite mad. I had phone calls from the Independent and the Telegraph and the Glasgow Herald, Bury Free Press, I think, and also from the morning programme on BBC television, and from the Esther Ranson programme, all wanting me to go on there or to write something about being diabetic. I've been diabetic. I've been diagnosed about 10 days ago, so I'm scarcely an authority on it. A new kid on the block, very much, and I think it'd be an impertinence, really, to start throwing my weight around saying, this is what you should do, this is how it is. It would be a complete nonsense. But how do you cope if you're, like we were saying earlier, like a really famous person? I mean, how would Elton John cope if he suddenly announced that he was diabetic? I suppose people would follow him all over the world to find out more about it. There's a good thing in the paper about him, which I mentioned earlier on too, to Anita the producer, and Louise the producer in waiting, and he was saying that they asked him, they said, had he spent a lot of money lately, and he said something along the lines, no, I've not spent any money at all. Oh, well, there's the house that I bought in Venice, $500,000, and he'd forgotten about it. Amazing stuff. Anyway, this is State River Widening, Desert-esque. There'll be people listening to this programme who say, isn't that terrifically reminiscent of Terry Riley's In C? I think it's certainly inspired by it on Beau Rivage Records, State River Widening, and that's called Desert Esque. And I didn't notice this before. Davy Bell of Paisley also says that this stuff about my being ill appeared in the Metro magazine and described me as the 62-year-old former Radio 1 DJ. That's a little wounding. Is there something you know, Anita, that you're not telling me? Right, OK, fair enough. This is Garlic, and from the LP The Murky World of Seats, Right Lines.
I'm gonna go get some more.
And that's a record that was given to me by my pal Ian the Tank Engine, Franco and OK Jazz, and Fingolangola was the title of that. And before that, it was Mr. Bird from his LP on Hertz Records, Mr. Bird Eats Worms, and that was Lobster Parade. And then the first of the three tracks there, beautifully segued, I felt, Garlic, and from the LP The Murky World of Seats, it was Right Lines. And an email here from Todd and Louise saying, awaiting the arrival of Mel Banana on stage at the Social in Nottingham, the support band The Wolves of Greece are well worth the listeners checking out. It's a good name for a band, but often bands expend all of their creative energies on coming up with a good name. But Wolves of Greece, I would quite like to hear them, don't you think? I think we should try and track them down. Here's another one from Nebula. They're in session tonight. This is All the Way.